Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so list a few names for you. Bear, Big Mama, Minnie, Yogi, and Stumps. No, these aren't names of 90s R&B artists. They are the names of dogs who are part of what's called the Tri-State Canine Response Team. It's a service-based organization based in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, that serves Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, and oddly, Florida, primarily. So a little bit more than Tri-State. Their mission is to enhance the quality of life to those who are suffering from a personal condition or a community crisis, utilizing the human-canine bond and its power to heal. Everyone loves a good dog, right? This team consists of 63 dogs who have visited with over 142,000 individuals and groups throughout these states. They need emotional care, and each of the dogs specialize in different areas. For example, we have some, like Ruby, are titled caring canines that provide support to patients at hospitals. Others, like Hershey, are support dogs who visit people in nursing homes or other care centers. And others, like Cassie, a brown lab, and Prince, a chihuahua, have a special classification. They are crisis response team members. Pretty cool. See, these dogs are especially trained to provide comfort to first responders in high stress situations. They know that the people who are caring for others also need cared for. And these dogs, with their owners and group of volunteers, have traveled to Orlando, Florida, Las Vegas, Nevada, Parkland, Florida, State College, Pennsylvania, Boulder, Colorado, and this week, actually just a few days ago, they made their way to Uvalde in Texas. See, the group is a nonprofit, and all people and dog owners involved in the group do so on a purely volunteer basis. They give up their summers, their weekends, and their off days to travel and to bring comfort to people who need it the most. And today and tomorrow especially are days that we remember the service of the men and women who have sacrificed their lives in honor of our country. And today's gospel lesson holds a verse that we all know well and is so fitting for Memorial Day. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Now, a few weeks ago, I mentioned that we were doing a little bit of time traveling in the church here. And that's still true. We're still in the Easter season in today's Sunday service. But this text is taken from the famous address that Jesus gave to his disciples before his death and resurrection. Does anyone remember what that's called? It's pop quiz time. It's called the Farewell Discourse. Great job, everybody. So the Farewell Discourse. And today Jesus is foreshadowing his own sacrifice of life on the cross. He's telling his friends that he will lay down his life for the people of this earth, much like the servicemen and women that we remember today. And often, Jesus provides examples of ways that we can follow in his ways that we can lift up our own lives in ways that are rooted in service to others. Now, it's unlikely, at least fingers crossed, that any of us will sacrifice our lives for others the way that Jesus did. But there are still ways that we can sacrifice our own livelihoods for the good of humankind. So those of you who are parents, mine are in the back. Hi, Mom. Know the sacrifice that being a parent brings, right? You have the physical demand of early mornings, of late nights, a lack of sleep, and if you ask my stepdad, the financial costs associated with raising three teenage boys. Right? Those of us who are farmers sacrifice their free weekends and time by the pool for planting and harvesting, those beautiful summer days in favor of mowing and baling hay when the sun shines, and precious sleep milking cows at 5 in the morning. Right, Vince? Yeah. Those of us who are teachers sacrifice time with family for time with students who desperately need a little bit of extra love, care, and attention. And we as Christians and Lutherans should also follow in Jesus' command to, quote unquote, lay down our lives for another. But we don't have to do that literally. We can do that through good deeds, ones that bring fruit to the lives of others and the kingdom of God as a whole. For example, we can take an evening and we can cook and deliver a meal for a family in need locally. If you need any information about that, please see Jenny. We can volunteer with our family to bake cookies or other yummy treats for the Ronald McDonald House and all the people who stay there who are in need of a little bit of extra support. We can donate some extra funds that we have for the week to supporters who are traveling to Texas to support a grieving community. But ultimately, I think it boils down to something that American philosopher and Catholic Michael Novak reminds us of. He says that love is not a feeling of happiness. Love is a willingness to sacrifice oneself. So maybe you go forth this week reminded of the sacrifice that Christ gave to all of his people and the small ways that we can sacrifice our own lives for the love of our neighbors. Amen.